Marriage to a United States citizen is one of the only ways an immigrant in the country illegally can get a green card. And before this year, immigration officers would generally leave those on that path to legal status alone, as long as they didn't have a criminal record. Now, WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that some coming out of the shadows as spouses of U.S. citizens are winding up in jail.
Marriage tests couples in any number of ways. Lily Williams and Jonathan Palacios, both in their late 20s, have just spent about an hour getting quizzed, literally, on their relationship. Standing outside a gray federal building in West Philadelphia, they say U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services ask them everything from the date they were married to the name of their cat.
Even though I know everything, for some reason I got in the interview and I couldn't remember any of the dates. So, like, I usually get mad at him for not knowing the dates.
Williams and Palacios have been together for 7 years and married for two. Palacios is undocumented. He left Honduras when he was 16 and crossed the border illegally. Late last year, they began the process of bringing him out of the shadows, filing what's called a petition for an alien relative. This interview is one of their last steps to getting it approved. Pulling out a fat blue accordion folder, Williams leafs through all the evidence they brought.
This is like our tickets from our honeymoon, from like the hotel and everything.
Then she comes across a stack of stationery.
Yeah, this was letters I sent to him while I was in New York.
She's talking about a prison in York County that also houses immigrants the federal government is planning to deport. One morning in early May, immigration officers showed up outside the couple's home in Haverford, around the time Palacios goes to work at a restaurant. They surrounded his car and arrested him. It's not clear how Immigration and Customs Enforcement found him. ICE declined an interview, but a spokesman said in a statement that the office does sometimes get information from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's the part of the federal government that processes immigration petitions. So far, arrests like Palacios are not a huge trend. WHYY has confirmed three cases with local ties where ICE arrested a person after they came forward as the spouse of a U.S. citizen. Compare that to the first 3 months of this year, when more than 1,000 people in Pennsylvania filed family petitions. But it is still a change, says William Stock, a local attorney and former president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Previously, if a person was filing that petition, it was very often the first step to getting themselves on the road back to legal. And the Immigration Service would very often look at that situation and say, well, look, I mean, if you're on the road to legal, let's not make you a priority.
But now, Stock says, immigration officers are obliged to arrest any undocumented person they come across under executive orders signed by President Donald Trump.
Does this person have a U.S. citizen relative? Does this person have U.S. citizen children? Does this person have a job or a business that they run? None of those things matter. Everyone is a priority for removal.
Palacios does have one black mark on his record that gives immigration authorities the right to deport him immediately. When he was 18, he missed a hearing with an immigration judge in Philadelphia. While that doesn't sound like a big deal, local immigration attorney Brennan John Grosso says it carries a stiff penalty under U.S. immigration law.
It's pretty unforgiving in the sense that you can't miss a court date in immigration court. If you miss a court date, you're ordered removed.
This April, one of John Grosso's clients found himself in nearly the same situation as Palacios. He reads some details from the man's file.
They got married in 2015, so he's been married for just over 2 years, and he has a son who is 2.5.
That man, who didn't give his attorney permission to use his name, also had missed an immigration hearing and is still in York County prison. John Grosso says this has not happened to one of his clients before, and it makes him pause. He says he would still advise future clients to try to fix their status, but to proceed with caution.
If you're going in with your eyes open, that's the most important thing, is really that the client is well informed about the risks.
Those risks now include potential arrest. Back in West Philadelphia, Palacios says spending 5 weeks in detention was really hard. He and Williams debated moving to Honduras just to free him. But he wanted to stick it out. And because Palacios has a good case to stay here as the spouse of a U.S. citizen, a judge released him in June. Now he says dealing with immigration is actually less scary.
It doesn't feel painful to do anything. It's like normal stuff. That's better than being where I was. So,
he was mad at me for being nervous because he was like, look, I went through a lot worse than this. We can take an interview.
After all, they've already weathered a much more difficult test when Palacios was behind bars. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.